بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When Muslims migrate to foreign countries to reside in non-Muslim communities, they are usually faced with problems in eating and drinking because, you know, the host community is not Islamic. It has its own values, customs and habits which might not abide by the laws of Islam. So, when a Muslim desires to eat any food in a restaurant, he does not know if the food is permissible or not. So, I'm here to present some points in this regard. And the first point that I'd like to mention is about the followers of the past revealed religions. I mean Ahlul Kitab, Christians and Jews. Since the Ahlul Kitab are ritually pure, many of the problems concerning the permissibility of the food are resolved when we live among them. It becomes permissible for us as Muslims to eat from their food, even if they touched it with wetness, as long as we do not know or we're not sure if the food consists of what is forbidden to us, like intoxicating drinks. But there are some different rules about meat and fat and their extracts, and I will inshallah talk about it in the next episode. The second point is about non-Muslims who are not from Ahlul Kitab, like Hindus and Buddhists. A Muslim is allowed to eat the food prepared by a non-Muslim who's not from Ahlul Kitab, as long as he does not know or he's not sure if that non-Muslim touched the food with wetness or not. And also as long as he does not know or he's not sure if that food consists of what is forbidden to him, like intoxicating drinks. And as I said, there are some different rules about meat and fat and their extracts. The third point is about a person whose faith and religion is not known to us. A Muslim is allowed to eat any food made by a person whose faith and religion is not known to him, no matter whether that person touched it with wetness or not, provided that he does not know or he's not sure if that food consists of what is forbidden to him. And again, I repeat, the rules regarding meat and fat and their extracts are a little different that I will inshallah talk about it. And the last point, which is very important, is that it isn't necessary for a Muslim to question the person who prepared the food about his beliefs and disbeliefs or if he touched the food or not, as it isn't necessary to inquire about the ingredients of such food to ensure that it is free from what is forbidden to him. Okay, thank you for listening. This is enough. In the next episode, I will inshallah talk about the rules regarding meat and fat and their extracts. والحمد لله رب العالمين.